Welcome, sweetie. Ready yourself for the unimaginable. I'm going to curl your thoughts and drown you under a sea of corruption and pleasure. So, find a comfortable place to sit or lie down. Close your eyes and relax for me. Welcome to the movie premiere of the century, fellow guests and winners. You've all been selected for the very first private screening of what may be the most intense cinematic experience that humanity has ever had. The very first of its kind. A new genre. A new way of appreciating film. I promise you this. You will come out of this theater changed. So sit back in your chairs, make yourselves comfortable, and watch the screen. And most importantly, have fun. You watch as the movie theater lights dim and the massive screen up ahead sparks to life, washing the newly created shadows in soft white light. A logo fades into existence. A green round eye with a spinning pupil and writhing tentacles coming up from behind. It's unusual, but not really something to take great notice of. Not during this age. Not in these peculiar times we live in. The logo is soon replaced by a dark pastel green wall of color. It stays on the screen, long past what you'd expect it to. You're waiting for the transition to film, but it's taking its time. All you see is the green solid color. So easy to look at. So easy to rest your eyes on the calm, dim radiance of what some may call the color of Mother Nature. So you stare, and as you do, the image begins to transform. Your focus is drawn to the very center as it begins to spin and change hues. From out of the green, a purple spiral begins to appear. Spinning, spiraling, soon around. Spreading to the entire screen. And as your eyes stare at the center of the spinning spiral of around. Green and purple, all the dimmed lights in the theater wink out of existence. All goes blind. And the bright screen that so captured your attention flashes once and it turns all dark. All light extinguished. You're left in the dark now, totally without luminance. And you expect the others to start making sounds, but it's quiet. So very, very quiet. Not a sound from anyone. Nothing but your own heartbeat and your own breathing and the strange ethereal tone in the back of your brain, tickling the insides of your ears. As your hands reach out to your surroundings, you feel something warm curl around your ankle. Before you can even begin to question it, it tightens its hold and very abruptly pulls you straight out of your seat and into the air. For a single second, you're suspended upside down, and then everything goes black and you lose consciousness. You regain awareness slowly and struggle through a foggy mind to open your heavy eyes. As your blurry vision comes into focus, you try to move, but your struggles amount to nothing. You're in a soft, spongy chair of sorts, your limbs immobilized by thick green tentacles with plant-like texture, soft and warm, but ungiving. They almost look and feel like vines, but thicker and softer, with muscle and circulation. No matter how hard you pull at your restraints, they don't budge a single inch. You're trapped, stuck,
no refrain.
From a distance, you could hear footsteps closing in. Quickly, a figure comes into view. A green skin instantly eye-catching, but your eyes are drawn to her black lips and that confident smirk on her beautiful, wild face. She steps up to you closely and bends down to look you directly in the eyes. You open your mouth to speak, but as soon as you do, a green tentacle slithers inside and stops you cold. You struggle, but there is no escape.
Nowhere to
you
go.
Can't make a sound but for a groan and a sigh.
I'm afraid.
The woman smiles and extends her hand out in front of her, palm up. In it, a purple flower grows from nothing, tiny pinpricks of pollen swirling around the petals, reflecting the light like stardust. She takes a deep breath and blows on the flower and straight into your face. Immediately your eyes grow heavier and your breathing slows and deepens. Mind becoming hazy, thoughts becoming difficult. For a moment everything disappears. There is but a void. There is nothing as her pollen makes its way into your system. Then you see her face, so very close to your own. It's all you can see, her spinning purple eyes and her pretty, smooth, green skin. Relax for me, pray. There is nowhere you could
go.
No way for you to run.
Refrain.
So just allow yourself to relax. Allow my pollen and my pheromones to invade your bloodstream, your nervous system, and your head. Allow me in. Just listen and obey.
And
listen and follow, as you remember always doing from the very first second of your existence, your birth. It's what you've always done. And what you'll continue doing for the rest
forever
of your day
and after.
I need you to do something for me. I'm going to count down from 100 to 0. On every even number, you must close your eyes.
You must.
And on every odd number, you must open them. Each time you close your eyes on an even number, you drop deeper into a trance and deeper under my control. Each time you open them, you just want to close them more and more. And when you finally do, each time, it feels better and better, because each time you close your eyes, you drop deeper and deeper, fall further down for me. Mind emptying on my wishes, my desires. So, 100, eyes still closed, tired and woozy, and dropping down. 99, eyes open, but still in trance, still unable to move a muscle, gaze locked on my own spinning purple pupils. 98, eyes closed, dropping deeper now, feeling as if you'd just like to stay here, in this place, forever and ever. 97, eyes open, harder to open now, harder to keep them open. 96, eyes closed, dropping further down, trance doubling with each number. 95, eyes open. 94, eyes closed, submission doubling with each number. 93, 92, dropping deeper into trance and deeper into me. 91, 90, eyes closed, wanting to keep them closed, drifting deeper into my voice and my embrace. 89, 88. Feels so good to close your eyes, allowing your tired mind to rest and fall 86 eyes closed, feeling good and relaxed, dropping deeper and deeper. 84 mind so foggy and so dim, thoughts so far away, my voice so close to heart,
so close
in your mind. 83, so very hard to open. 80, so easy to keep them closed. 74, so easy to drop. 70, so deeply you go into my voice and my words. 65, so hard to open now, just wanting to close them. 62, and you close them again and fall twice as deep again. 52, twice as good again. 46, twice as suggestible, twice as open. 41, almost impossible to open now. 40, feeling so good to keep them closed, dropping so fast, so hard, so quick for me. 30, twice as deep, twice as good, thrice as suggestible. 28, so open for me, so relaxed, all tension released into the void, all worries forgotten, the outside world nothing but a long forgotten hazy echo of a memory, not important. Soon to be but a speck of dust in an ocean of my will. 21, and your eyes can barely even twitch, so very difficult to move, so heavy. 20, close tightly, dropping further with each number, deeper, better. 15, eyes closed, trance deepening. 13, eyes closed, trance twice as deep, twice as suggestible, twice as weak. 10, deeper still. 9, eyes closed, mind open to my voice and my words. 8, defenses stripped away, forgotten and abandoned. 7, body loose and numb at my disposal. 6, mind open and suggestible. 5, arousal rising from beneath the surface of your thoughts, spindled to life by my voice. 4, twice as deep, twice as submissive, twice as suggestible. 2, my prey, my weak little plaything, to be molded as I see fit. 1, drop deeper. And 0, sleep and drop ever so much deeper, drifting further down, falling into my voice and my words, trance doubling and doubling, folding over itself, and sleep further, sleep deeper, sleep. And listen, sleep and obey, sleep and submit, because you have no choice anymore, you never had any, you never will, as your mind settles down and your body melts into your restraints. My voice reaches deeper into your soul, bypassing all the layers and striking right into the core of everything that you are and will be. Just relax as my tentacle pets bring you down to the floor, flat on your back, spreading apart your limbs and locking you in place at my mercy. Don't mind them as they rip your clothing away, as they take every last piece, leaving you exposed, spread and bound. Feel the tentacles reach further along your limbs, higher and higher. The ones holding your legs reach all the way up to your thighs, teasing the insides, always moving, always squirming, leaving traces of warmth and sending shivers down your spine. The tentacles holding your arms reach deeper in, all the way up to your shoulders, holding you so still, unable to move, unable to resist. The one in your mouth, however, can finally set you free, because you won't be speaking unless I allow it. So feel it slither out and hide behind your neck, where you can feel it tease the back of your head. Look into my eyes, plaything. Look into my spinning purple eyes as I take a stance above you and shed my own clothes. Look into my eyes as my breasts come free, and I lower myself down to straddle you, my wet center flat against your skin, my hands coming to rest on your chest, my eyes peering deeply into yours, and so deeply into your mind and your soul, stripping you down to nothing but a receptacle for my commands, my suggestions, my wishes. My feel desires. Yourself quiver in excitement as a faint, sweet scent begins to fill the air, delving deep into your lung burrow and tunneling all the way into your brain. What you're sensing, what you're feeling are my pheromones. The pheromones of my tentacled pets, of my flowers, my plants, my pussy juices. They're all around you, all around you, and now so very deeply inside you, digging deeper into your recesses of your mind. The longer you're here, surrounded by my sense and my presence, the deeper you fall into my control. The deeper my pheromones make their way inside you, the harder it will be to ignore how they make you feel. And you can begin to start feeling the changes now. You can begin to feel your weakness to my voice set in. Your submission rise and rise. Any thoughts of resistance crushed and abandoned, forever forgotten, as if they never had been, never could have been. Just sleep deeper for me, my pet. Drop deeper, twice as deep, twice as receptive, twice eager, submissive. The longer you're here, the longer you're under my control, the deeper you fall, and the deeper you want to drop, so that by the time this is over, you'll be nothing but an empty slate for my suggestions, obeyed automatically, and with the greatest of joys imaginable, you will never be the same. Pray, you will change. I will change you. I will make you mine in a way that will persist beyond time and space. Beyond reason, logic, you will come to realize this in time, and when you do, you will become ever so much more under my control. Now feel as my special tentacled friend rises above all the others. It's purple and smaller than the ones holding you down, but its purpose is a more surgical one. It snakes around your neck tightly, but not tight enough to choke. The warmth of its head stops behind yours and presses in, sending tingles running along your head and once more down your spine. Your arousal strengthening and growing every second that passes, with every word, with every sound, and
Her head, my special tentacled friend, presses even deeper into the back of your head. And you can feel a tickle in the back of your brain, all the way inside your mind. You can feel something spread along the pathways of your neural system. Telepathically, it reaches into you, through your skin, through your bones, through your muscles, and into the more vulnerable parts of your brain, your mind, your thoughts. It pushes aside all the defenses, all second thoughts, all ideas of backing out, even if you had a choice. My tentacles, telepathic powers, the pheromones in the air, and my voice all coming together in time to spread my all-powerful seed onto the surface of your mind, your brain, your thoughts. Feel that tickle inside you, that feeling of an alien force invading your insides, the insides of your very being, your subconscious mind, that which makes you who you are. Feel my seed spread inwards, deeper and deeper, leaving microscopic saplings embedded with my pheromones and my voice on every square nanometer of your brain, your head, your mind, your center. The longer they persist there, inside you, the stronger the changes will be. The more you'll feel yourself aligned with my wishes and my desires, and the more aroused you'll become, always and forever. Sleep deeper for me now, plaything. Drop into me. Open up. Sleep. Deeper. Follow and listen. Submit and obey. Mindless. Empty. And obedient. And becoming more so with every second that passes. Because each second that passes, more of my seed spread along your insides, changing you from the inside out in ways yet unseen. That tickle in the back of your brain grows stronger, warmer, and the scent of my pheromones almost overbearing as you drop deeper into a suggestible trance, under my control, under my power, willing and eager to listen and follow, to submit and obey. A green hue grows into existence behind your eyes, marking you as mine, as one of my little brainwashed saplings, still a work in progress, still changing and evolving, still feeling my seed grow stronger inside of you, taking more and more real estate, becoming a presence that you cannot ignore, cannot forget. Because it's as if my seed has always been a part of you. My seed, my power, the corruption growing inside your mind. Always there, from the moment you were born. You've been ready for me to set it off, to allow it to grow, to allow you to become mine, in body and mind. And soul, the more my seed of corruption grows and spreads along the pathways of your mind, the more you can't stop thinking about what it's doing to you, how it's changing you. As long as my seed's a part of you, you have no worries, no problems, no stress, no tension. The very thought of the corruption in your mind brings me into your thoughts and reduces all your worries into nothing. As my purple spinning eyes come into focus inside your mind and my seed of corruption flashes with energy, throbbing with excitement, Because every word Every suggestion flows into the seed inside you. And from there, out into every single cell in your body. There can be no resisting that. There is no defense against your own body, your own mind. So listen, pray, listen, and become mine. From now on, every time you spot any sort of plant in any way, anywhere, every color, every shape, every size, the corruption inside you spreads. My seed inside you grows larger and more powerful. Every plant that you come across in life, online, on TV, strengthens and reinforces my suggestions. Your submission, your arousal, and your corruption. And as it strengthens and my seed grows, you become more and more malleable, more easily aroused, weaker to suggestions, weaker to hypnosis. Ideas of resistance simply crumbling away like dust in the wind. Every time you see a plant in any way, anywhere, the seed within you grows, and you become more and more my little sapling, attuned to my will and my thoughts. Every time, becoming more willing and eager to obey and submit, more unable to mount a defense, more easily aroused. Finding pleasure in more and more things. Finding so much pleasure in so many things. Driving deep into passion and excitement with barely a thought. And as you spot those plants, your arousal will grow in strength each and every time. Each time stronger and better. And as this happens, as you feel yourself twitch, throb and pulse, you'll feel the seed in your mind pulse in pleasure all at the same time, allowing my corruption to spread further into you. Twisting your mind into the perfect little sapling under my command. With time, as the seed grows and the corruption advances, you will begin to notice that each time you spot a plant, your arousal grows stronger and stronger, and so much more insistent in time. It will become so very powerful that you may just come involuntarily. It may just happen out of nowhere. The sight of a plant may bring me so very strongly into your thoughts, make you think of your deep submission in such a way that your body won't be able to resist. And your subconscious mind will force the orgasm out, cementing my control over you in a way that nothing else possibly could. This will happen one way or another with time. As my seed grows and your will recedes, your arousal will become all that much more prevalent in your life. Undeniable, wholly pleasurable. So, clean up my pussy juices as they flow into you as my suggestions cement themselves so cleanly and clearly in the deepest parts of your unconscious and conscious mind. Feel them grow roots and spread into every corner of your brain, every cell in your body. Feel my essence spread out into every nerve, every muscle, every neuron. Allow it to happen. Enjoy it as it does, and grow ever so much more aroused, so much more excited, as your mind begins to brainwash itself for me. With time, there will be little left. Well, except for my will and my voice and my seed. Now, I'm going to wake you, and you'll go back to your life, a changed person. You may remember all that has happened here, or you may not. You may prefer not to, because you don't need to remember to enjoy this. You may just want to forget that there is anything to remember. And you may want to remember that you simply want to forget. Because each time you listen to this, you'll love it more and more. And the less you remember, the better it will be. So that each time you listen, it's as if it's a whole new experience. Better each time. So perhaps you'd like to forget to remember, and remember to forget. So that you forget what you remember, and remember not what you've forgotten. So that what's happened is forgotten, and what's remembered, forgotten. So just blank mind for me now, plaything, blank and empty. Nothing at all going on inside that head of yours. As if you've been asleep this entire time, as if nothing at all has happened. When you wake, you will find yourself back in the movie theater, having watched an exciting movie, and nothing else. 1. Waking up now, becoming aware. 2. Feeling good and happy and spent. 3. Becoming more aware, more awake. 4. Feeling happier and more fulfilled and aroused and excited. And 5. Wake up now. Fully aware and fully awake, happy, good, relaxed, and ready to take on the day or night. Good luck, sweetie. I hope you enjoyed the movie.